Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces escalating backlash from the military, intelligence community, and hostage families over the ongoing Gaza war as public trust in his leadership falls. Meanwhile, his proposed ceasefire deal, which includes a disarmament clause, was firmly rejected by Palestinian resistance groups, further isolating his government and deepening the political deadlock. Under intense internal and international pressure, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces a deepening political and military crisis over the war in Gaza. While far-right cabinet ministers, including Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich, strongly oppose ending the war, Netanyahu continues military operations to avoid cabinet collapse despite the growing domestic backlash. The Israeli military has failed to achieve its stated goals of defeating Hamas and securing the release of hostages, further fueling public frustration. Opposition to the war is mounting within Israel. Over 200 Army Reserve medics have signed a petition demanding an end to the conflict and the immediate release of hostages held in Gaza. Similarly, 250 former Mossad agents have voiced support for a ceasefire. A recent poll indicates that 52% of voters who supported the ruling coalition now favor ending the war and securing a hostage release, while only 34% remain opposed to halting military operations. According to analyst Ma'amun Abu Amer, 70% of Israelis no longer trust their government. He argues that Netanyahu is seeking total control of Israel's security apparatus and is attempting to block appointments of those who disagree with him or US policy. Meanwhile, 1,250 family members of hostages have signed a public letter calling for their release, even if it means stopping the war. The letter criticizes the government for prioritizing political interests over national and social welfare. Within the military, dissent is growing. Over 150 army units, including elite forces, have signed a petition urging an end to the war and advocating for a prisoner exchange. Despite this, Netanyahu recently offered a ceasefire proposal, widely seen as a symbolic gesture rather than a viable plan. This proposal includes a 45-day temporary ceasefire, humanitarian aid access, and phased prisoner exchanges, starting with the release of American-Israeli hostage Aydin Alexander, ending with discussions on a permanent ceasefire and disarmament of Gaza. The plan also details the staged release of Israeli and Palestinian prisoners and the repatriation of remains. While it includes provisions for extending the truce, the proposal's emphasis on Gaza's disarmament and lack of any reference to a full Israeli withdrawal led to its outright rejection by Hamas and other resistance factions. A Hamas official stated that the offer was part of a joint US-Israeli strategy to pressure the resistance while advancing plans to displace Gaza's population. The official accused both Netanyahu and US President Donald Trump of gambling with the fate of the hostages. In conclusion, Netanyahu finds himself in a fragile position. Public support for the war is declining. Military and intelligence institutions are calling for an end to hostilities, and even some of his political base is shifting. His ceasefire offer, centered on disarming Gaza without addressing key Palestinian demands, has failed to produce a breakthrough, underlining the gap between proposed solutions and the realities on the ground.